97 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The inauguration of Donald Trump happening in a few hours on Capitol Hill. ABC Senior White House Correspondent Selena Wang with more from Washington on the transfer of power.
The nation's capital on high alert with 25,000 security personnel and 30 miles of barricades. Nearly 8,000 National Guard troops from 40 states also supporting local police. The United States Secret Service saying that while the country remains in a heightened threat environment, there is no active direct threat to the inauguration.
Last night, there was a big MAGA rally at Capital One Arena.
I'm thrilled to be back with so many friends, supporters, and true American patriots on the eve of taking back our country. That's what we're going to do, take back our country.
The price of Bitcoin surged to $109,000 overnight. President Trump has launched a new cryptocurrency venture and vowed to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world. This is ABC News. TikTok back again on the App Store and on your phones after President-elect Trump promised a 90-day pause on the federal ban.
A president cannot undo or change a law. He does have enforcement discretion, but Republican Senator Tom Cotton is warning that tech companies could still face billions of dollars in fines under this law in the future. Apple and Google are still not allowing new downloads or software updates of TikTok on their app stores.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Large parts of the country in a deep freeze today.
More than half the country is now under cold weather alerts. Wind chills could drop to 50 below zero in the upper Midwest, some of the coldest temperatures in 2 years. This as a rare winter storm takes aim at the south later today into tomorrow, some areas bracing for the most snow in decades.
ABC's Allison Kosick. We're not drinking as much wine as we were before. Sales down 6% last year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The third installment of the 28 Days franchise, titled 28 Years Later, opens in June 2025. Sources say despite the new chapter's $75 million budget, part of the new film was shot on an iPhone 15. This would make 28 years later the most expensive film ever to use smartphone technology, at least for cinematic purposes. We've come a long way since movies used to use flip phones. Just a little over a year ago, in late 2023, Norman Lear was being praised by everyone in Hollywood after his death at 101 years old. But Sally Struthers, who played Gloria on All in the Family, says that she was not a huge fan of Lear. During a recent appearance on the Let's Talk About That podcast, the two-time Emmy winner says Lear told her she was only cast because she had blue eyes and a fat face like Carol O'Connor, who played her father, Archie Bunker, on the show. Words hurt, even with two Emmys and a big bank account. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks extend their winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with another decisive win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Giannis Antetokounmpo led with 35 points, but he pointed out that Philadelphia was shorthanded. No Paul George, Kyle Lowry, Joel Embiid, all out with injuries for the 76ers.
I got to give them credit. You know, they played hard. You know, they didn't have their main guys, so the guys that came in played extremely hard, played together, they made shots. You know, they did all the right things to have the game that they had tonight.
So the Bucks have now won four in a row. They play the Pelicans in New Orleans on Wednesday. College hoops. Wisconsin with a West Coast win over the weekend, 84-69 over USC. The Trojans did score 13 unanswered points.
Defensively, to be able to catch ourselves after that first 5 to 7 minutes when they made a run back at us. And I think this the moxie of the group, they didn't panic. I think that's what makes this team really, really good.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 2 above for a high this afternoon, but that wind chill factor will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 12 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 1 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, should you keep a non-traditional pet? Pluses and negatives. We'll talk about it with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
Well, we finally got the phone number out there.
Big thumbs up.
Yeah.
It's good.
We always forget that part of the show.
Right.
We should bring it up more often. But it's good to at least get it once an hour.
Well, I can do it again. 608-879-8255.
That's the number. Ooh, boy. Yeah. Ooh, nailed
two,
it.
Two in the
nailed
first
it.
Minute.
Yeah, I'm surprised that my headphones were turned up. Well, my goodness sakes, everything is ready this morning.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is.
Usually it's all screwed around by those kids that come in here and play that damn loud rock and roll music all weekend long. Everything's moved around, but not today.
Yeah, they moved that juvenile delinquency out of the building. So it's a new age, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's an age of common sense. So let me just say that this is this is the revolution of common sense edition of the John and Gordy in the Morning Show.
Oh, okay.
that's what Trump is calling it, the revolution of common sense.
That's got a good ring to it.
My God. Why is everything the opposite? Why do they speak in opposites? I can't keep up.
I'm sure they workshop that.
I'm sure they
their meetings.
Just to keep us confused. That's all it's about.
Well, here it is Monday morning, and boy, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's MLK Jr. Day,
yes,
of course. So a lot of offices are closed, but we're here.
That's right. We're here. I think we were supposed to be off today, but we came in by accident.
Forgot. Oh well, but that's all right. It's also inauguration day at noon today. The new president takes over again.
There's a certain irony in all that, isn't there?
Yeah. And it's too cold outside, not only here, but in the Capitol. So they're doing the inauguration under the dome.
Right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's strange because, you know, we had cold weather all weekend long.
Yeah.
And for some reason, getting up first thing in the morning and making it into work, it seemed like the cold, I don't know, it had more of an impact.
Super
on my psychology, you know, I'm like,
because it's happening first thing in the morning.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Do you not feel well, or what,
no?
What
I feel okay. It's just that maybe it's so cold that we should have just stayed home. we should try
the
new setup in your office.
Yeah, I've got a rearranged the studio, and it's all set to go.
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you playing soccer in there?
We've got this waste can that's it needs to be halfway between us both of us to be satisfied where the waste can is. So
he always complains about it, and I've
been complaining about it for almost a year and a half. But instead, my way of complaining is just throwing trash on the floor.
That's right. So I thought,
You tried to preempt that.
I did, and just so we can get along, finally, once and for all.
Plus, we can both kick it now. Yeah. When we get angry, we can see it's right there. Okay.
So that works.
Well, it's 9 minutes past the hour, and boy, it's cold. 5 degrees below zero, and when you factor in the wind chill or the feels-like temperature, if you get a little breeze, 17 below.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly.
You know, yesterday, I think my car's thermometer was lower than I'd ever seen it before. When I woke up, I think it was like negative 15 or something like that.
Oh, boy.
I was up in Rhinelander.
Yeah.
Rhinelander?
Yeah,
what are you doing way up
way
north?
Way up north.
Oh, man.
Well, I used to work at a scout camp, a Boy Scout camp, and they run stuff in the wintertime on the weekends, and so I was helping out up there.
Is there something wrong with them?
You're a helper.
What?
Yeah, there's
summer
there's,
camp in winter.
There's quite a few things wrong with me, John.
What?
There's quite a few things wrong with me.
Well, what's wrong with them? Wait, can't they just take the winter off? My God.
Why would they want to camp in winter like this?
Well, so you can go snowshoeing and cross-country skiing and sledding and stuff like that.
Did you do all those things?
I went cross-country skiing, for the first time in quite a long time.
They had snow.
They did. Not a ton. More than last year, though.
Oh, okay.
Well, do you wonder what the afternoon temperature will be today?
What is it going to be, Gordy?
What's the choice of... Sam, why don't you choose? What are we going to do?
Let's use the roulette wheel today.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
What? Is that not what you wanted, John?
You seem disappointed. Like, oh, okay. It's not a real wheel, you know? Just a sound effect. That's all it is. It's 4 degrees above. Is our actual predicted afternoon high.
Oh, my God.
Four.
Oh,
just
no.
Four. God.
Yeah, you didn't mention this, but we have a, instead of the regular marble, we had a cat's eye marble in there.
It's pretty.
I know, isn't it?
I wish I still had my marbles, but I lost them a long time
ago.
Oh,
yeah? I have a tin filled with marbles.
Do you really?
I do.
From your kids' days?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Used to look through the crystal marbles.
Oh, yeah.
And look at the surface of the moon. Wasn't that so cool?
Yeah.
It really was.
Do you have any Steelys? Do you have some Steelys?
Oh, I love the Steelys. Yeah.
I think I've only really seen like decorative marbles. I don't know if I've seen ones that you play with. Yeah.
Yeah, the clear ones you can look through
in
the light, and it looks like the surface of the moon. It's just so cool.
Yeah.
That's how we... Mm-hmm. How we had to kind of feed our imagination in the early days before cell phones.
Yeah. When I go to resale stores, I always see, you know, there are always collections of marbles, and they're expensive, man.
The Steely Boulders were
the big ones.
Those are the prize.
Yeah, because you could really do some damage with those.
You really
could. I was going to say, what if you throw them at somebody, get angry, you're playing marbles on the playground, and...
Yeah. Nope. Well, believe it or not, the Steely Boulders bounced really well.
Yeah.
You throw that down on pavement.
Look out. And, take an eye out.
And I actually experienced that.
Did you?
Yeah, I took out my best friend's picture window.
Really?
I bounced it on their sidewalk in front of their house. That baby went through their picture window.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
the experience I had with
You own up to that? Did you?
Oh, yeah. I was there. Everybody was there.
Everybody saw what happened.
Everybody saw what happened.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was expensive for the homeowner.
I know.
Fix.
Yeah, not good.
Okay. Let's get to the National Day Calendar for today. We've got a couple of items you might be interested in. Is it National Cashmere Sweater Day? Is it National Cheese Lovers Day? National Butter Crunch Day? National Disc Jockey Day. Which day does not belong?
It's not National Disc Jockey Day.
Actually, you're wrong. It is National Disc Jockey Day.
It's our day today?
Yeah, well, we don't spin any discs anymore, but yes, it's National DJ Day.
Remember last year they had National Disc Jockey or Announcer Day or something like that? And it was on a Sunday when we don't work.
Right.
Brilliant.
Well, now it's on a Monday. Because it's a year later.
Excellent. And it's not National Farm Day?
I didn't mention National Farm Day, but We will have we'll be talking to Pam Yonke in a few minutes.
Yeah. You know? So it is.
It's well, what day, Sam? Do you want to guess what day it's not? Out of my list,
boy,
you weren't paying attention, were you?
No, I was, but I forgot of now.
Okay. I did too. So,
well, it's not National Cashmere Sweater Day.
Oh, there we go. Oh.
Yeah, but it is National. Let's start with National Disc Jockey Day.
All right,
all right. Sure. Today's the day. Each year, we recognize DJs playing the music and spinning those records. The observance takes place annually on January 20th. First disc jockey was an experiment on the airwaves. In 1909, 16-year-old Ray Newby was a student under the supervision of Charles Doc Harold at Harold College of Engineering and Wireless. Doesn't say where that is. I don't know. He played the first records over the airwaves before the word disc jockey had been created.
Yeah.
1909.
Wow. Did they have those tubes?
Big, those great big tubes? I don't know.
Well, the tubes that recorded audio.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
The internet is a series of tubes.
No, not those tubes. Anyway, we salute all the disc jockeys all across the fruited plain or whatever.
The fruited plain.
Okay. National Cheese Lovers Day. Boy, this is a... big day here in Wisconsin.
Well, we have to talk to Pam Yonke about that.
Yeah. Don't feel blue or act capriciously. It says here, January 20th is a Gouda day to cumin over and have some cheddar or... Okay, never mind. I can't read all these weird cheese names.
We're celebrating cheese lovers.
Basic cheese making. Yeah, cheese... You worked in a cheese-making distribution center, didn't you, Sam?
Yeah, well, we didn't make any cheese.
Packaged.
Yeah, we took gigantic blocks of cheese that weighed 640 pounds and cut them down to the size you'd buy in a grocery store.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of Cheese Day, I don't think we're going to have time to get to the history with Pam today, the history books.
Okay.
But I just got to throw this in. Today in 1964 at the New York World's Fair, the Wisconsin Cheese Foundation, they sponsored the world's largest to-date block of cheese ever made. And when it was finished, I saw a picture of it. It was like the size of a truck, and it weighed 34,591 pounds.
How did they weigh that?
That's a big chunk of cheese.
That's huge.
A lot of cheese. Okay. Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention.
They had to compress that somehow. That's what cheese is made.
Right.
How would you make that?
I don't know.
In sections, obviously.
Probably, yeah.
Like a car crusher?
Yeah,
one of those guys.
Yeah,
compactor.
Exactly.
A compactor, yeah. Right. Anything else happened on this date?
Oh, I wasn't prepared for the history books. Let's see. We were talking about cheese. Today in 1981, the Iranian hostage crisis came to an end. The Americans came home.
That's right.
And in 2020, we had the very first confirmed case of COVID in the United States.
Wow. 2020.
Yeah, some recent
5 years ago. That's crazy.
Wild stuff.
Time flies.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Mm. Well, we've got Pam Yonke coming up next a little bit later on in the show. We're going to talk to former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin and find out how he's doing and what he's up to. And we've also got some things about TikTok, right? Comments about TikTok.
We have a list of topics about TikTok. It kept changing, you know?
Yes.
I'm putting the show together. I've got this, I've got that, and all of a sudden, none of that is relevant anymore. But we're going to play it all.
That's right. We're going to get to every bit of it here. Just getting started on a Monday morning. We'll be back with Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report coming up in just a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This message is sponsored by WisCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WisCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free, plus earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WisCaregiver.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, very special edition, the Revolution of Common Sense edition of the John and Gordy in the Morning
Show. Is
that
what it is?
That's what Trump is calling his inauguration.
Okay.
So we'll see what common sense is to him.
We'll get to that a little bit later on.
Yeah.
But right now, Pam Yonke joins us from Midwest Farm Report. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, guys. How do you like this weather for a Monday?
Oh, boy.
We're not liking getting up to it, that's for sure.
It's a slap in the face. 5 degrees below right here.
Yeah. With wind chill, it's like, 17 below?
Yes.
Feels like it anyway. So, this kind of weather is really bad for farmers. What it can do to the ground without all that ground cover of snow that they're not getting this year. So what's up, Pam?
It's obviously a taxing day for anybody that's in Wisconsin, but I always think about my farmers. I mean, they've got to be out in it to take care of livestock, make sure everything is running, and their preparation probably began yesterday. I was just thinking and talking with my weather guy this morning about the stuff you did as a farm kid or tried to do anyhow was make sure you had things plugged in the night before. So much of what we depend on in agriculture today is mechanized. It's running with an engine or a motor. The other thing that I think about with our dairy farmers that you may not stop and realize is there's a lot of water that we use when it comes to milking those cows. And that, obviously, in this kind of weather, is not a good thing to try to be dealing with, keeping things thawed and so forth. So, and it's also about the animals themselves. I mean, there was a bad storm that hit the Plains State, probably 4 years ago now, and I remember my friend's other farm broadcasters telling me that literally animals' skin was freezing to the ground. And that, that's really something. We don't have the snow cover like you guys pointed out, but if those animals are in contact with moisture and then lay down, we've had, literally the tips of the teats on the cows get frozen to the ground, and then they tear them.
Yeah.
And, that makes it really difficult. I mean, after they heal, it can still be real difficult to try to milk that particular quarter oat. I don't want to, this is a G-rated show, I understand, but there's other parts of the animal body that can freeze to the ground as well, and that can cause reproductive issues down the road. So a lot of different things that cross farmers' minds when it comes to taking care of the livestock, and just simple things today like trying to keep water running is, just keep them watered and fed. That'll take enough of their time out of the day. So everybody, take care of yourselves. Watch out for the elements. I'm thinking about you.
How do they take care of something like that? I mean, I know, huge livestock farms out there. And how do they keep all these cows warm and water running without freezing? How do they do that? Do they heat the barns in some way, shape, or form effectively?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the animals themselves will help to heat a barn, that's for sure. We don't have something like a furnace, per se, in the barns. That would be a little problematic. We do have things like heat tape that everybody is probably familiar with, something that you can put around your pipes to try to keep them from freezing up too tight on you. But, again, like I said, it's a lot of work to get that heat tape out there and then to kind of double back and make sure that it's working when you need it. Same thing, the block heaters. You know, we've got diesel engines are something we rely on heavily in production agriculture. That means you've got to have block heaters on them to keep that pan of oil basically at least warm enough to turn the engine.
Yeah.
So a lot of extension cords out there this morning that are coming into play when it comes to keeping animals, comfortable and keeping them fed, keeping the equipment all going in the right direction. I just remember chores always take a long time. I mean, even on the best of days, chores take a lot of time. On mornings like this, it's like they're never done. You're always trying to check, is one waterer thawed? Is, the silo, is the equipment we need for throwing silage or bringing down hay, spread manure, doing all that kind of stuff, is it thawed out? And, you know, on a morning like this, you just cross your fingers that you remember to do everything right yesterday while you could, be proactive.
Well, when the other problem with this is this cold is going to last today, tonight, and tomorrow, and we're not going to get any real relief until maybe Wednesday. So it extends all of those problems.
Well, and like I said, these are the days when you recognize or realize where you should have put a piece of plywood to cover up that draft. Our baby calves are the ones that we really, really take focused care on this time of with this kind of weather event. So a lot of our baby calves, when you drive past barns, you'll see that they might be out in what we call calf hutches. Well, those calf hutches are designed to face south so that they're always getting the sunshine, seldom the winds. But then our farmers will also, you may have seen them, put jackets on their calves, calf jackets that are kind of like what you put on your dog when you're walking them if you've got a smaller dog, and then constantly making sure that they're trying to give them a little bit of warm, either colostrum or warm milk replacer to keep their insides nice and warm, and then just checking back on them often, but trying to prevent a draft from coming in by any of our livestock or any place where you've got a bend in a pipe. Like for a lot of our milk pipelines, if you've got a bend, you've also got to make sure that you're watching that stays thawed, or that'll gum up the whole works trying to keep milking going.
Well, I know that the Dairy Expo ended, and what was your experience there?
Well, we were at Dairy Strong, which celebrated its 10th anniversary. It's hosted by the Dairy Business Association all around for 25 years. And what was really interesting is how pretty much upbeat all of the dairy producers were at the conference. Some of it has to do with the inauguration that you alluded to earlier, fellas. I think that agriculture, it was still a strong supporter for Trump, and they're waiting to see exactly what happens. But more importantly, it's the camaraderie of things like that Dairy Strong conference where dairy farmers from all across Wisconsin come together. They've got shared experiences, shared challenges on mornings like this, and just to get a chance to get together and stand in the hall and talk or over lunch or something like that, that really seemed to bring people's spirits up a lot. So excellent 10th annual Dairy Strong conference that was up in Green Bay, hosted by the Dairy Business Association. I'm glad they invited me.
All right.
Good times there. And and again, it's National Cheese Lovers, Pam, so to all the cheesemakers out there, we salute them today, too.
That's right.
That's right. Your heart should be pumping cheddar today.
Yes, absolutely.
We're out of time for today, but Pam, thank you for joining us.
All right, boys, stay warm.
All right, we will try.
Very good. We've got Idiocracy right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
No market activity on inaugural day, Martin Luther King holiday in Chicago, but traders are going to be watching the new administration for some tax help. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a frigid Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend, says one area to watch, used cooking oil. This market is something that's been driving green diesel fuel production for a little while now. Catch is, a lot of the used cooking oil that was going in as a feedstock was coming from outside the United States. And he says now the tax incentives on that foreign cooking oil coming to an end.
This plan was called 45Z, and this market's been waiting for this. It was part of the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed well early in 2024. The administration kind of kept dragging it out until the very end here before they released some of those proposals. They came out also on Thursday and Friday last week with some base guidelines for those proposals. One of the big things in there was tax credits for used cooking oil imports were going to be not available.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Those cooking oil tax incentives, just one item that production agriculture and agribusiness paying attention to in calendar year 2025. I'll give you a quick recap on where numbers stand on the close coming up next.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session, and don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
Make the best of wintertime fun at the 4th Annual Sun Prairie Frozen Fest, January 29th through February 2nd, presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie. It's a fantastic opportunity to enjoy a variety of winter activities like the puzzle contest, cardboard sled classic, winter beer garden, bonfire, hibernation hustle 5K, pancake breakfast, and the 77th Annual Groundhog Day Prognostication. For more about Frozen Fest, log on to cityofsunprairie.com.
On Friday, barrel and block cheese were both unchanged, while AA butter dropped a half a cent to $2.53 a pound. On Friday, we saw December new crop corn gain 3.25 cents to $4.56. November new crop beans were up 7 at $10.27 3/4. July wheat up a penny at $5.60 1/2. February class 3 milk that goes into cheese was up 12 at $20.18. And March was up 6 at $19.94 a hundredweight. Again, markets idle today. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 2 above for a high this afternoon, but that wind chill factor will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 12 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 1 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it. And they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome one of Wisconsin's very own, comedian Tom Clark. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and I discuss award season. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Yeah,
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yep, all the time, actually.
It is 6:35. It's 5 degrees below zero. It feels like 17 below. Bundle up, excuse me. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com. Be sure to ask about their lifetime guarantee. It's time for Idiocracy.
It is.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of it going around.
Big day today, inauguration day for Trump. And the Trump War Room is going to troll Biden by a video that they produced that shows the Biden White House as a care home for seniors.
Okay.
And where, per the narrator, its residents feel like presidents.
I think my head just exploded.
Mine too.
Really?
Mine too. And then there's a caption, eviction note at 12 p.m. Eastern what? Time, White House, senior living will cease to exist. And its resident will be transferred to a Delaware facility on a permanent basis.
Okay.
This sounds reminiscent of the plot of Bubba Hotep.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Boy, that's a nice way to send Biden off, isn't it?
I think that's very classy.
Yeah, really taking the high road.
Really?
My God.
Yay. All right. Now, out there on the web, there's a lot of wisdom out there. I call it web wisdoms. And let's get to the talk segment.
Okay. Here we go.
To hear what people have to say. There we go.
Took a while for the turntable to get going.
Yeah, we had a little delay there. You know, TikTok was down over the weekend.
That's right.
So
came back a little
delayed?
Slower. That's too bad.
Okay.
All right. This is why did Trump move his inauguration indoors? Well, let's listen.
Donald Trump has announced that he will move his inauguration inside the Capitol on Monday because of cold weather. Poor little snowflake can't handle 22 degrees. When Obama was first inaugurated, it was 28 degrees, only 6 degrees of separation. I was there in the cold, standing on the roof of a building near the Capitol, covering it for BET. And the crowd was much larger than Trump's tiny turnout 8 years later. What's ironic about Trump's announcement is that he claims to represent the party of tough guys who want to bring back manhood and masculinity and invade Greenland and Canada, but they can't handle a cold snap in Washington, D.C.
That's right.
How's that going to work out? And this is the party that interprets every natural disaster from hurricanes to wildfires as a condemnation from God against the wickedness of the left. So maybe Trump is canceling the outdoor ceremony for low turnout. Maybe his billionaire supporters demanded it be moved indoors. Or maybe God is trying to tell you something. Not today, Satan. But in the spirit of Michelle Obama and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whose birthdays are the only celebrations I acknowledge this holiday weekend, I offer these three words of comfort. Thoughts and prayers.
All right.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. My mega friend in Milwaukee called, and I said, well, look, you know, maybe Trump doesn't think he can get the big crowd that he thought he could. And he wanted to move in indoors.
Probably doesn't want to end up like whatever president that was. I think William Henry Harrison, who spent too long giving his inauguration speech and caught pneumonia and then died like a month later.
Yes, that happened.
You know, Trump has that problem of going a little bit long.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, it's all set for the Capitol around noon today.
You know, his inauguration, the temperature is going to be a little bit warmer than it was for Obama. So I don't know. It seems kind of crazy. And did you see all the interviews on X where people who had made the trip to D.C.?
Yeah, spent a couple of $1,000s getting here.
You know, they're very accommodating, though, aren't they? Oh, well, you know, if he feels like he has to do it. You know, they made a trip across the country. They spent right. billions of dollars to get there. Mm. And now they're, well, you know, if he feels like doing that, that's okay. You know, let him run over me a few times, too. My God. I saw this clip. I thought this was just so timely. I couldn't even believe this was on In Living Color. Remember that show?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
This is a parody, but it's all about DEI. And it's strange, way before DEI was even a thought in somebody's head.
Okay.
And I just thought, this really kind of says it all here. Why don't we listen? Why don't we listen to this? Cut 88.
What's the matter, Tom? You look down.
Well, I hired another white incompetent applicant for a management position and gave the overqualified black applicant the entry-level office job again. I feel so terrible.
I know what you mean, hon. I called the cops on some black kids that were asking for donations for the United Negro Scholarship Fund. I just assumed they were gang members. I feel terrible, too.
Has this ever happened to you? Well, now you can unload your guilt in minutes for only $5.95. That's right, $5.95.
How?
By simply dialing 1-900-YT-GUILT. Your call will be answered by an educated, militant Afro-American person. Press 1 for housing discrimination, press 2 for job discrimination, or press 3 for plain old scared your daughter might marry one of them fear.
This is the Minister Louis Farrakhan. And what is your crime?
Well, they had a vote for affirmative action on the job today, and I vetoed it.
Why? Are you afraid that if given a position of authority in that office, that black man will repay you for your 300 years of oppression?
Yes, that's it.
Or is the real fear that you'll be standing side by side in the executive washroom and accidentally look over and be reminded of your anatomical inferiority?
You are so...
Okay. Oh, man.
All right.
Louis Farrakhan. Bit was always one of my favorites.
In Living Color, that was a great show.
It was
on Fox.
Wayans Brothers.
Wayans Brothers and Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
his first TV show.
That's right.
Yeah, he appeared on.
What was that? Fireman.
Fireman Bob, wasn't it, or
something like that? Jim Carrey played Fireman Bob.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Fire Marshal.
That's what
Bill.
It was. Thank yes. you, Sam.
Yeah, that
Fire Marshal.
That was great stuff. Very stressful.
That was really good. We'll have to dig out some.
Well, you know, Doug out in St. Francis, Milwaukee, yeah. Suggested this. He said, Biden has pardoned Fauci. Where's the pardon for John and Gordy?
Yeah, where's ours?
And I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, preemptive.
We're left exposed here.
We should have asked for that.
We should have said something, yeah. Well, we're in Idiocracy right now. And
yes.
This list caught my eye. Apparently, the indictments... piled up under Republican presidents, but not so much under the Democratic presidents. Nixon?
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, Nixon tops the list. I'm not going down this by list, by the amount, but Nixon really did top it out at 76 indictments. that's quite the number when you consider all the other ones. Ford had one, Carter had one, Reagan 26. Republican, yeah.
Okay.
Republican 76, Republican 26. Let's keep going. H.W. 1, Clinton 2, W. Bush.
Yeah.
16. There you
okay.
go. Yeah. And Obama, 0.
Zero. No indictments
None.
For Obama.
Trump,
nothing.
13. That's kind
all?
Of a low number when you think of Trump and Nixon and Reagan. But anyway, just 13. And then Biden, 0.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so Trump, but first still in the number one position for convicted felons. Holding
well,
presidential
yes.
office.
Yes, he is number
he's
one.
He's the only one. He's number. He's right at the top.
I was surprised. You know, they indicted him and you know became a felon. Right? They broadcast this last week. Oh, felon in the White House. Yeah. But I what happened to the 34 felonies prior to that? I mean, no one said, well, there's 34 felonies. He's a felon in the White House. I don't understand. Why did they discount all of the 40 or the 34 felonies and just go with the one.
Well, I think he was convicted on more than one charge, wasn't he? No?
I think on all counts, so that it multiplies, doesn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm just thinking out loud. Okay. And I probably shouldn't do that.
Okay. Well,
I have nowhere to go with that. All right. Now, and this is, I don't know if I should. I'll get to that later. We should talk about the Trump calendar, of course, you know, early on in the year, so you can, you know, certainly enjoy your Trump calendar.
There's a calendar?
Yeah, there is. There is.
Yeah.
There is a Trump calendar out there. I don't know how much it is, but it's probably overpriced and made in China. But each and every month features a picture of Trump in some kind of costume representing whatever holiday it is in that month. And I think it's all AI generated. It could be AI generated. I don't know. I can't see a close up of it.
Think we can get a printed version of it?
It's possible. It's possible. We could probably go there and you know, try and find out what the Reagan calendar. I'm not Reagan.
Trump.
Yeah, Trump calendar looks like.
We should put one up here in the studio.
No.
No? Come on. No.
Why not? I'll just put the Trump clock up.
The first result on Amazon is it's an AI Trump in his suit sitting on the back of a bald eagle with his arms outstretched like the eagle's wings, and there's an American flag draped on him like a cape behind him.
Is that part of the calendar?
That's like the front page, yeah.
Oh my God.
Mm. Okay, and like there's one of him just absolutely built weightlifting, it looks like. There's a ton of stupid stuff in here.
Well, that's what you see on X. It's just outrageous. Anyway, yeah, that's the big news. So okay. Get that early. You want to, you know, spend a lot of time each month looking at that picture.
Okay.
All right. How about this? The shocking Trump coin money grab. It went down so quickly.
Yeah.
The first coin that people are still trying to dissect what happened. But it appears that Donald Trump and his family took a big step toward Putin-style self-enrichment through an explosion of a brand-new Trump-launched meme-linked cryptocurrency.
Boy, really?
Yes, try to figure that one out. People are actually buying into this somehow, which has no actual value and can never be used as actual currency.
Okay.
Why?
A commemorative thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. No, people are making money on this. He was personally attending what was called the crypto ball for the industry, right? Do you remember the crypto ball was Snoop Dogg played the records as a DJ at the crypto ball.
I missed that somehow.
Yeah.
Well,
I
didn't get an invite.
I've got a cut from him.
We got a couple of minutes.
He doesn't think that bad of Trump, does he?
Well, he did at one time.
He did it. Oh.
Yeah.
Did I misread your story then?
Yeah. I don't know.
Snoop Dogg. Oh, why don't we play that? Let's play cut 93. Can you hit that up there? This is Snoop Dogg's idea. I had to use a beep an awful lot in this one.
Okay.
But let's check it out.
Okay.
So ain't nobody going to perform for Donald Trump, huh? Which one of you boo ass is gonna be the first one to do it? I'm waiting. I'm gonna roast out one of you Uncle Tom ass for doing it. Which one of you gonna do it first? I'm the one that performs for himself.
So that's Snoop Dogg, and he was criticizing anybody that would play for Donald Trump. So now he is at the crypto ball playing DJ for Trump.
Yeah. He changed his mind.
And there's a reason for that, because Trump, what did he do? He commuted a sentence of the guy who owns Snoop Dogg's company, one of the co-owners.
Oh, really? Okay.
So that's what
happened. Explains that.
There. Yeah.
Hey, coming up, we've got, get this, we've got Boys to Men tickets to give away. That's coming up. Also, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will join us in our next hour. And right around the corner, we're going to get into TikTok. It went away. It came back.
It did. Yep. It did all sorts of things.
I love, I love, I love my calendar girl. Yeah.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the Mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted. Burlow.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we're starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking Active Liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract. All natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
TikTok.
TikTok. Went away for a few hours.
Yeah.
Then it came back. It
scared everybody. Yeah. Just, you know, they were running in the streets wild.
People were running around with their hair on fire, just didn't know what to do with themselves.
Oh, boy.
Throwing their phones away. Yeah.
92.7 Great. WMDX. Give us a text. Go to our Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
And touch the button there, and you can give us a little message. We have a few here. Mm-hmm. Will the Webster Dictionary have Trump's picture for the definition of tacky? Probably. That's from Mark. And also, when you, Trump Mark. Speaks, the only time he ever goes long. He talks a little bit too long for most of us.
Mm. And Robert from McFarland says, I think Snoop thought he owed Trump.
That's right. That's the whole point.
Ah.
Yep. Trump pardoned one of his best friends, Michael Harry Larris, okay. Harris or whatever from Death Row Records.
Okay.
Now he's out and they're running the record company again.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Okay.
Playing DJ at the Crypto Ball.
Yes. And it's National DJ Day today. So
oh, yes.
Salute all the That's, DJs out yep. there. All right. Let's get into TikTok a
let's
little bit.
Let's do that.
You know, this is so weird because Trump wanted to ban this a few mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-hmm. Congress, 80% of Congress wanted to ban it.
Yep.
Passed a law.
Yeah.
The thing went into effect. They pulled TikTok off the social media apps, and now it's back. It's
yeah.
back like 10 hours later.
What a great idea.
Here's Sho Chu, who is the TikTok American executive.
Mm-hmm.
Thanking Trump. This was just before Trump, waved the magic wand and brought TikTok back. Here's what
Hi
he
everyone.
Had to say.
Everyone, it's Show here. As you know, we have been fighting to protect the constitutional right to free speech for the more than 170 million Americans who use our platform every day to connect, create, discover, and achieve their dreams. On behalf of everyone at TikTok and all our users across the country, I want to thank President Trump for his commitment to work with us to find a solution that keeps TikTok available in the United States. This is a strong stand for the First Amendment and against arbitrary censorship. As we've said, TikTok is a place where people can create communities, discover new interests, and express themselves, including over 7 million American businesses who earn a living and gain new customers using our platform. We are grateful and pleased to have the support of a president who truly understands our platform, one who has used TikTok to express his own thoughts and perspectives, connecting with the world and generating more than 60 billion views of his content in the process. To all American users, thank you for making our TikTok community such a rich and vibrant space, for surprising and delighting us every day. Rest assured, we will do everything in our power to ensure our platform thrives as your online home for limitless creativity and discovery, as well as a source of inspiration and joy for years to come. Thank you. Okay. More to come.
Fantastic.
So there it is.
Yeah.
And he kissed the ring with Trump, and you know, everything's good there now.
It's going to be at the inauguration.
Yeah. And now here's a cut of TikTok. This is the TikTok crowd defending TikTok and really putting the screws to Congress. Mm-hmm. Take a listen.
I'm sure that we have all Dear experienced Congress, someone telling us when we talk
we accept
about
the fact that you're banning TikTok under the guise of protecting our data. But you're crazy if you think for a second we believe this is about our safety. You see us how you want to see us. Voters to manipulate, voices to silence, and a narrative to control. But what we learned is that each one of us is a dreamer, a storyteller, an influencer, a rebel, and a movement you can't suppress. Sincerely yours, the TikTok Club.
Wow, I like
TikTok
that.
TikTok Club.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I mean, Congress wanted to ban it because they're worried about, you know, China stealing everybody's information.
Right? That's right.
I mean, that's why they laid down the law, and they were obviously very concerned about that. But now all that concern seems to be out the window because people demanded TikTok get back.
It was such a stupid idea in the first place. Of course, you know, suggested by Trump. What do you expect? What do you expect?
You know? He did an about face on
this. Well, you know, with the executive order, it didn't work out that way. And then Congress thought, well, what a great idea that was. And you know who picked it up? Mike Gallagher.
Yeah.
Representative Mike Gallagher up there in Green Bay. He retired, of course, from Congress. But before he left, he managed to push this through and get TikTok banned. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to say that here's a little additional story. I had a Huawei phone, 8 inches. This is huge. This massive, massive phone. And the U.S. banned Huawei in the country. Completely banned it. Huawei was like the third biggest phone manufacturer in the world. And they banned it. And they thought, you know what? We can do more. We can ban more things from China, which they did, chips and everything. And now they went as far as banning TikTok, which was used by so many people in this country. Mm-hmm. It was insane to even think you could do that. Mm-hmm. And every one of these people that are out there pushing TikTok and defending it have a really good point, right? I mean, businesses use this.
7 million businesses.
Social media, this is one of the great competitors to Meta. Mm-hmm. And you'd think that maybe, you know, the whole idea here is to just have an exclusive market in the U.S. with Meta and a few others, Elon's, you know, X. Mm-hmm. But at this point now, we have that competitor, and I'm hoping that somehow we can still continue it. 90 days isn't a long time to give it.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. We have more cuts, by the way. We're going to talk about TikTok next hour, the big story.
Yeah, and we also have former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin coming up in about a half hour. All that and more with Boys to Men tickets right around the corner on John and Gordy.
John Gordy Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will cover the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and also talk about who the next civil rights leader might be for Martin Luther King Day. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, child care, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. With the inauguration of Donald Trump just a few hours away, President Biden has issued a slew of preemptive pardons, including one for the man who led the nation through COVID and another who called Donald Trump a fascist. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
A final flex of presidential powers. President Biden's pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House January 6th committee. All of these people have been heavily criticized by President-elect Trump, who has hinted at revenge against them.
ABC's Karen Travers has a little more on what we know that Donald Trump will say during his second inaugural address.
Trump will say, according to excerpts provided by a senior advisor, quote, "I return to the presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success." He'll say a tide of change is sweeping the country.
Today's inauguration will be held inside the Capitol Rotunda because of the cold weather. This is ABC News.